They themselves are the senses in relation to the body. The earth element is here. What are the
senses? Earth element is feeling.
Earth element, I mean, they have a different classification, never mind. Earth element is...
five senses fit in or
six. The earth element corresponds to the smell. The water element corresponds to taste. The fire element corresponds to seeing, sight. The air element corresponds to touch. The space element corresponds to hearing. So that they are covered.
So that if these senses are inherent in all of these, and all these eight material elements are omnipresent, then the tree also has
all these.
Its own corresponding
correct.
Senses
and the tree.
Ego and mind. I'm quite sure what is mind in relation to ego? What is mind?
More or less the same thing. More or less the same thing.
Mind, yeah. So if you get I, and then you extend that to mind.
That's all. Right.
Then,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Sort of.
Correct. And in addition to all these eight, there is the ninth, which is pure cosmic consciousness, cosmic being, which has these billions and billions and billion infinite number of cells, which are called souls. Cosmic consciousness being one and indivisible.
So these eight are the microcosm and the other one is the macrocosm?
Approximately. Because these eight are not the microcosm. They are also macrocosm.
Yeah.
And that is not only the macrocosm, but all the cell is a microcosm. That's the jiva. The jiva is non-different, non-distinct from the cosmic being, from the cosmos. But the jiva is a cell. As a cell, it assumes a limitation, and in that limitation, limits the elements also. Limits the eight also.
Isn't that the ego that does that?
The ego is born of that. The ego is born of this limitation. Words.
But there is a limitation if you call it a self.
Does it actually limit itself? Or does the self-arrogatingness of the ego limit?
Well, you say that the ego is... So that in fact there might be no self. Isn't there a self?
No. There may be a cell. Just like there have been billions of cells in this body. The cells are there, but non-different, indivisible from the whole, the totality. So, as a cell in the totality, it's not a cell at all. That's the puzzle. If the mind boggles and collapses there, you will have enlightenment.